Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, is your restaurant adopting the newest menu trends? And speaking of food, the pastry shop that stumbled onto free publicity because of its cronuts. Those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Well, breakfast foods are becoming more important to a growing number of restaurant menus. All-day breakfast at McDonald's last year has been a major reason for recent sales growth after 2 years of declines. 2 years in, Taco Bell gets 6% of its business from breakfast. Burger King recently introduced items like the Eggnormous Burrito, and even Subway is making its breakfast menu more of a priority. Is your restaurant adapting to these trends? Here's more from USA Today business reporter Hadley Malcolm. Hadley, why this trend?
You know, there's a couple things. One, breakfast is cheap. It's in terms of the three main meals of the day. It is the one that we spend the least amount on. And also, as we have come out of the recession and unemployment has gone down, more people are willing to eat out and willing to grab something on their way to work, or maybe they are able to grab something on their way to work in the first place versus perhaps being at home without a job where they would be eating breakfast at home. So that was; those are two of the things, you know, more people going to work or more people willing to buy something on their way to work, as well as the fact that it's just become very convenient. You know, a drive-through window in today's age of our extremely busy lives is a compelling, you know, reason to stop versus having to go to an actual restaurant and sit down to eat breakfast.
Okay, so is there any, anybody cite a nutritional reason for choosing breakfast or for offering breakfast?
So that's what I personally was, you know, the most interested in here is that breakfast really is, it's kind of this bulletproof meal in that we've all heard the phrase that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? And, you know, breakfast really has this reputation as a healthy choice, even if we're not eating something that's particularly healthy, you know, like donuts or a cinnamon roll or something like that. Breakfast, we see it as making a good decision. And also, a lot of these menus, it's not like they're full of, you know, dessert necessarily. A lot of them are burrito bowls or breakfast burritos with a lot of eggs and sausage, and there definitely is a protein draw to this.
How about that? We're speaking with Hadley Malcolm, business reporter at USA Today. Her story is called Breakfast is an Increasingly Tasty Strategy for Restaurant Industry. Anybody not doing it? Are there any holdouts out there that doesn't offer breakfast for, you know, a meal?
I think people are wondering if Chipotle is going to start doing it. One of the other points and you know, the reasons this is becoming popular, at least with the fast food industry, is it's something that sets them apart from fast casual chains like Chipotle. You know, those fast casual chains have been experiencing a lot of growth. They're really popular, and they largely don't cater to breakfast crowds. They are much more likely stealing customers at lunch and dinner. So breakfast is a way for fast food to kind of regain some of that market share because they're doing something that these other chains that have become more popular are not necessarily doing.
Wow. What does that mean for somebody like a Panera that does do breakfast?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know if it means anything majorly, you know, positive or negative one way or the other. At this point, Panera obviously, you know, is big in breakfast foods. But again, one of the huge drivers of this is convenience, we want something that we can get quickly, and we want something that we can eat with one hand because maybe we're driving with the other, or we're texting, or, you know, watching some sort of video on our phone. And even fast casual spots like Panera still don't have quite the same, price point necessarily, or time-saving element that fast food drive-through windows have.
Thanks, Hadley. Hadley Malcolm, business reporter at USA Today. Coming up next, the pastry shop that also bakes some romance.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
The Cronut, a croissant donut hybrid created by the French chef Dominique Ansel, has become a phenomenon since it made its debut 3 years ago. Customers still line up for it daily in New York City. In fact, it's so popular that Wall Street Journal reporter Sophia Hollander says for some New Yorkers, the Cronut has played a pivotal role in their romantic history. How about that for stumbling upon some free publicity? Sophia set this up.
Turns out that the Cronut, which is a pastry that was created by a French chef in New York City, has actually become the centerpiece of multiple love stories in New York City, which is kind of funny because the way that you get a Cronut is you wake up at the crack of dawn, you wait in line for several hours in the cold, and then you eat gigantic amounts of calories, but it actually has turned out to be the linchpin in multiple relationships and even weddings.
Get out of here. How? Why?
You know, I think it actually, although it's a little counterintuitive, it is a great date spot because it's a bonding experience. You're in the trenches. You're united by a shared goal. And as some of the couples said, you literally have nothing to do except talk to each other. Strangely, it can really bond people together. And, one guy who I interviewed in the story said he'd been trying to, get this girl to go out with him forever. And she kept saying no, but she really wanted a Cronut, so she agreed to wait on the line with him. And now they're getting married.
That's funny. So who's the one guy you talked to or profiled here who actually embellishes this with engagement rings and Cronut boxes and stuff?
Yeah, so, a few people have hidden engagement rings in Cronuts or Cronut boxes. You have to be really careful with that so that the person doesn't eat it, obviously. But, one of them, I actually waited online and watched the proposal in person, and the first thing that she said when he kneeled down in the shop was, "You're crazy," because she was not happy about getting out of bed, at 5:30 in the morning, and she was very confused and slightly suspicious when he insisted that she put on full makeup, for this proposal. Then she burst into tears and everyone clapped and it was really beautiful.
That's unbelievable. We're speaking with Sophia Hollander, Wall Street Journal reporter who covers food, and her piece is entitled Love, Patience, and Pastry, Dating in the Age of the Cronut. Explain what else you learned here or came across.
I think that one thing that, was just surprising to me is that this week is the 3-year anniversary of the Cronut, and there are still lines literally every single morning. That start before 7 a.m. So just the endurance of this pastry, which is a different flavor every month, was surprising to me. It was surprising that, people have made Cronuts into their save the date cards. It's united couples from Montreal to Los Angeles to, to Brooklyn. I knew that people liked it and I knew that it was delicious, but I did not expect that it would have created so many relationships. Actually, one woman who I interviewed said to me, now that we're talking about it, I can't believe I'm getting married because I waited online. So I think even for them, it's a little surprising.
Yeah. How widespread, I guess, is the Cronut interest? Is this just like a, New York City, Los Angeles thing or what?
It's become a little bit of a global phenomenon. Dominique Ansel, who's the chef, recently opened a place in Tokyo, which also now has lines every morning. Wow. And he's in the stages of opening another shop in London later this summer. So, you know, it's taking over everywhere.
Thanks, Sophia. Sophia Hollander, Wall Street Journal reporter based in New York, who covers food. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you might use, whether it's, say, iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, keep the emails coming. Send me one at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com, and we can feature your small business on this podcast. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.